Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Lawmakers in several states are considering an eco-friendly option for disposing of human remains. It's called flameless or water cremation. It involves dissolving bodies in a chemical bath. A bill to allow the process is now making its way through the California legislature. Leslie McClurg from member station KQED in San Francisco explains what it's all about.
You may not equate death with climate change, but disposing of dead bodies actually leaves a fairly hefty carbon footprint.
Cremation is really what people hold up as the environmentally friendly option.
Caitlin Dowdy is a mortician in Los Angeles.
It's better than the whole rigmarole of formaldehyde and chemicals and big caskets, but it releases mercury into the air. It uses a whole ton of natural gas.
That's why a green alternative is attracting attention. The Green Burial Council reports the carbon footprint of water cremation is just a quarter of traditional cremation and a sixth of burial, which takes up land and involves bringing materials for concrete headstones, mahogany caskets, and a slew of embalming chemicals from all over the world. There's only one place where it's happening in California legally, a Chile lab at the University of California, Los Angeles.
Okay. This is where we load the body on over here, and a loader.
Dean Fisher is the head of UCLA's donated body program, meaning he's in charge of cadavers the medical school no longer needs. Bodies are brought to a room that smells a little like shellfish.
It's a smell that comes with the potassium hydroxide.
That's the chemical combined with hot water to liquefy bodies. It's a strong base on the pH scale. That's why the process is technically called alkaline hydrolysis.
So it's not an acid at all. Some people say this is an acid bath, and they're wrong.
Potassium hydroxide, a chemical found in dirt and in many household cleaning products, speeds up decomposition.
So like if you were to bury a body in soil, all we're doing is we're speeding that up. We're adding heat to that.
The heat happens inside a shiny stainless steel chamber that's about the size of a large van. Fisher swings open a circular hatch modeled after a submarine door. It leads to a dark tunnel. He slides a cadaver inside. ...270 gallons of water begins to fill the machine.
So like right now we're at 114 degrees already as we're heating up to 302.
Is it kind of like, I mean, what I'm thinking of is like a whirlpool or a hot tub or a washing machine. Is there something it's like?
And you forgot dishwasher. Since we're sterilizing here, everything that comes out can be touched and it is sterile. The bone is sterile.
And the fluid that will eventually swirl down the drain will also be sterile. No bacteria, not even a strand of DNA survives. And the process takes about 3 to 4 hours, which is about twice as long as a traditional cremation. All that's left when Fisher pulls the door open is a tray scattered with clean white bones. These will be pulverized into a powder that can be preserved in an urn, just like ashes. There's also some hardware from the man's former life.
There's a pacemaker in there. There's a couple prosthetics. It looks like he's had a hip replacement and probably a knee replacement also.
Some of these parts can be recycled. From a cupboard nearby, Fisher shows me a tooth with a mercury filling. This demonstrates part of why water is greener than flame. When you burn a body, mercury dental fillings vaporize and escape into the air. But to some, dissolving bodies is a tough sell.
This just sort of leaves us questioning, why did part of Grandma go to the waste treatment plant?
Ned DeLessi is a spokesman for the Catholic Church in California. He says water cremation doesn't treat life, or really death, with dignity and respect.
But it's like, really? That's what we're doing?
The Catholic Church is the only formal opposition to California's bill to allow water cremation. The first two times similar legislation was proposed, the Funeral Directors Association was also against it. But they're now on board because they say the UCLA lab has proved disposal is safe. And other states are also getting over the ick factor. Water cremation is now legal in 14 states. And there are active bills not only in California, but also in Indiana and Washington. For Here and Now, I'm Leslie McClurg.